6. FDR's Act of Faith, approximately 3 minutes. Covering the wall in front of you is a life-size black-and-white photograph of FDR, dressed in a white suit and striped tie, standing behind a lectern in front of an array of microphones. A text panel on your left reads, FDR's Act of Faith. It seems to me that the dedication of a library is in itself an act of faith. Franklin Roosevelt, remarks at the dedication of the Franklin Roosevelt Library, June 30, 1941. On June 30, 1941, a crowd gathered on the lawn in front of this building. They had come to witness the dedication of America's first presidential library. As FDR looked out at the group assembled on that warm summer day, he observed that they had gathered at a moment when government of the people, by themselves, is being attacked everywhere. Indeed, as he spoke, totalitarian nations were threatening freedom in Europe and Asia. The dedication of his library, Roosevelt affirmed, was an act of faith that demonstrated our confidence in the future of democracy will not diminish. To listen to this additional information about creating the FDR Library and other American presidential libraries, please press 611 on your audio player. If you do not wish to listen to this description, please turn right and walk about 12 feet forward to a corner of this area, turn right, and move 10 feet forward before turning left and through a doorway leading into the next room. If at any time within the additional information, you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. To the left of this 3-feet-wide doorway, a text panel introduces the next exhibit, FDR's Private Study. This room is the most historic space in the Franklin D. Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum. FDR's Private Study. This is the president's actual office, not a recreation. The Roosevelt Library is the only presidential library ever used by a sitting president. When it opened to the public in June 1941, FDR was beginning his third term. He used this study as a place to conduct government business, receive visitors, and work with his books and papers during his many visits to Hyde Park, totaling over 250 days during World War II. He also made several of his famous radio speeches, or fireside chats, from this room. As you proceed through the doorway, you'll step off the carpet and onto hardwood flooring, walk about 2 feet forward, and stop before an 8-feet-high glass-paneled wall. A narrow 3-feet-wide hallway extends about 10 feet to your left. The study in front of you is about 15 feet wide by 20 feet long and remains almost precisely as FDR left it on his last visit here on March 28, 1945. To listen to a description of the layout of the room and more information about the items in FDR's study, please press 612 on your audio player. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. This concludes the 6th section of our tour. Please turn left and move about 10 feet before turning left. Walk about 10 feet through a narrow doorway back onto carpet into the next gallery of the museum. You can access the audio description for the next section of our tour, War, by pressing the rightmost button in the top row of your player's keypad, or press 7 on your audio tour player.